Right. Oh, good. Let's see. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here today. First Sunday of the year. And yesterday was the Feast of the Epiphany. I hope you all got all of your Christmas decorations packed away and stored, because I did not. Yeah, I think Christmas decorations just kind of multiply when you're not looking. And we have some things around the house that I know I didn't buy that stuff. So, oh well. But today is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. So that will be our subject. We're kind of combining the two holidays. The hymns today are Epiphany kind of hymns. And then the sermon is on the baptism of the Lord. So if you had any interest in that, you are now herewith fulfilled. Announcements together. Adult Sunday School class is starting a marvelous new study on the new book by Walter Brueggemann. Where is it now? Real World Faith, yes. Just came off the press not too long ago. Ink is still wet. Buy it at your own risk. And come and join us for wonderful discussion. Second Sunday Fellowship is next Sunday. And we're looking forward to everyone coming and eating. Bring a friend. Make a reservation. And then we are looking at our mission initiatives as our designation of a Matthew 25 congregation implores us so to do. And so you can look at volunteering at the book spot at Park Street School, the Little Free Pantry, and or a Martin Luther King Day service project. Midweek News will have all of that information. Our first Deo concert of the year is going to be the 27th at 7 p.m., the High Fidelity Bluegrass Band. Come and be ready to do a little clogging in the aisles. And finally, and sadly, we are diminished by the passing of Judge Coy Temples. He was a great scholar. He was a fine barrister, a marvelous judge, a wonderful presbyter, and of course, to many of us, a great friend. While we are diminished, the church triumphant is now enriched by his presence. So we do not have arrangements yet. We will get those out to you as soon as we know them. Are there any other announcements together? Then let us come and worship the Lord. The peace of Christ be with you all.
Please stand for the call to worship. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Let us worship God, and let us pray. God, you have created and continue to create. As we offer this time of our lives, send your creating spirit among us. Shape and mold us after your most holy will, so that all we are and all we do may give glory to your kingdom. Amen. You may be seated. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In humility and faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. And together we pray. We stand at the riverbanks, O God, just as your Son, our Lord, did so many years ago. Do we dare to go in and have our sins cleaned in the healing waters of your grace? Do we dare to fulfill all righteousness and give our days over to you? Forgive, we pray, our hesitancy and fears. Help us to take that first step into redemption and restoration. Calm our darkness and bestow your light for our salvation. Amen. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Now we'll have our time with the children. I'll ask the young folk to join me up front, please. Ah, here they come, the dynamic duo. Well, you ready? We're going to start the year off right. Okay, you think so? Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, very good. Let's try to do it all together now. Good morning.
Good morning.
There now. You will be set to take your place in the choir before too long. Well, did you have a good New Year's? Yeah, what did you do for New Year's? Sparkling juice. You are well on the road to celebration. Yes, you are. Well, let's see. For New Year's, Miss Vicki and I went to bed about 9:30. Yeah. We don't see the ball drop very often. Did y'all get to stay up late on New Year's? Yeah, taking the fifth on that one, aren't you? Okay. Well, New Year's is a celebration of all things new. We're now in the year 2024. And that is just a marvelous thing. It's going to be an exciting year. Did you make any resolutions? Are you wanting to change anything? Yes, Anna. What did you decide to do?
Get better at golf.
Okay. I made that resolution many years ago and didn't work out too well. But how about you, Haynes? Did you make any resolutions? No, but you did see fireworks. Well, if I had to choose between resolution and fireworks, I would choose the fireworks every time. I am resolved this year not to make any resolutions because they tend to just not last too long and they make me feel bad about myself. And I just don't feel like feeling bad about myself anymore, so I'm going to accept myself the way I am, poor golf and all. Okay, but it all depends on how you look at the new year as to what you're going to do with it. Somebody, back around Christmas, left or lost a lens.
That was me that I found.
You found it, that's right. It was in the middle of the aisle, wasn't it? Okay, thank you, Haynes. Somebody is half blind around here, judging by the strength of this lens. Gosh, all right. If you don't see well, that's right, you've got glasses too, don't you, Hannah? Me too. And if I take them off, I don't see a thing. I see stick figures out there. What they could do if they wanted to would be to cut out their form on a piece of cardboard and put a smiley face on it, and I would think they were really here at church. Don't get any ideas.
We look through the lenses of faith at the new year. We look at our new year knowing one thing and one thing only, and that is that God loves us. No matter what happens, whether you get better at golf or not, whether you see fireworks or don't, God is going to love you just as much always, every single day of this year. And that's something that we can cherish. That's something we can hold close to our hearts, that no matter what happens, God loves us. When I was in fourth grade, which was a good while ago, I had a teacher named Biddy Valentine. And Biddy Valentine stood about 8'9", I think, as I remember it. And she had a 42-inch yardstick that she wielded with great passion, usually around about my head and shoulders. They can't do that anymore, for which I give thanks unto the Lord. But I was so scared of Biddy Valentine, because not only was she so much bigger, she had a perpetual ugly look on her face that was usually directed at me because I was, I was homework averse. That means I didn't like to do it. And when I didn't do it, she would call my parents. And then my parents would, let's just say I suffered consequences. And I spent most of the fourth grade feeling like nobody loved me. I didn't think my parents loved me. I didn't think my friends loved me. I knew for a fact Biddy Valentine didn't love me. But then something happened about this time of the school year. Biddy Valentine told me to stay after class. Never a good sign. And she said, "Young Kenneth," that's what she always called me, "Young Kenneth," said, "you and I have not gotten along very well this year." And I said, "No, ma'am, we haven't." She said, "I just want you to know that even though we have our differences, God loves you, and God is standing beside you. And if you ask him, God will even help you with arithmetic." And you know what? That was just a little bit of encouragement that I needed to know that I could make it through the year and that people did love me and even God loved me. And I even actually did a little better in arithmetic. That's what we used to call math back in the Stone Age. So keep that in mind. No matter what else happens, God loves you. And also remember, I love you too. Okay? Let's pray together. Holy God, we thank you that you're a God who's always around. Even when we don't see you or sense you, you're there. And you're always smiling at us. And you're always holding out your hand to us. So help us to remember that no matter what happens this year, you love us and that is enough. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. I'll see you next Sunday.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Eternal God, whose word silences the shouts of the world, quiet within us every voice but your own. Speak to us through the embracing love of Jesus Christ, that we may receive his grace and live in his hope. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Listen for God's word. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 19. Listen for God's word. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, my ladies. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Requiem is one of my favorite pieces, and you did it justice. Andrew Lloyd Webber is somewhere in the world applauding. Don't y'all agree? Okay. Oh, there's applause. Music for me is such an important part of worship. It involves our voices and it involves composition, but mostly it involves our spirits as they soar on a new expression of worship. So thank you. I always appreciate the choir. Our gospel lesson for this morning is taken from the gospel according to St. Luke. We are St. Mark. We're reading from the first chapter, verses 4 through 11. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ for each and every one of us. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. We receive, O Lord, your word through our ears and thence to our hearts and finally to the work of our hands. May this gospel reading cause us to reflect anew upon the marvelous gift of eternal life which you have bestowed upon us through the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it all begins here. Amen. Well, we have moved from Luke's gospel now into Mark's. And you probably, if you've been paying attention, notice the sparsity of Mark's language. It's like he's trying to get a message out, and he's not going to waste a single word. In Mark's gospel here in the fourth chapter, by the time we hit verse 11, Jesus has been born. He's already been to the temple. He has astounded the elders and the scribes with his wisdom. And now, as a young man, he has come to the Jordan to officially begin his ministry by being baptized. You just don't get much more than that in 11 verses. But here it is. And the reason Mark is so economical with language is because he wants to get this message out. Mark is the only one who begins his book with, "This is the gospel. This is the good news." Matthew, Mark have a long lineage to get through. John has that marvelous prologue, "In the beginning was the Word." But Mark just jumps right in. He would be the allegorical equivalent of the polar bear plunge into the icy waters of God's love. Wasn't that a marvelous illustration? That just kind of came to me. And there he goes. He's in. He's stroking and he's treading water. And here we go. Buckle your seatbelts. People always ask, why did Jesus need to be baptized? And the answer is, he didn't. He had no sins, according to our doctrine. He had nothing to be cleansed of, but he wanted, by the power of God, to start his ministry off by the fulfillment of all righteousness. He had to do it right. He had to follow the traditions. And the traditions stated, at some point in your life, you had to make a decision for God. For Jesus, this was the outward manifestation of an interior disposition. He already knew God, but he wanted to let everyone know that he knew God. And so he went down to the Jordan. Now, how many of you have ever been to the Jordan River? I have not. A few of us? Okay. Is that a place you'd love to go swimming in? It's not. It's kind of a shallow, from what I have read, a shallow river with a lot of things floating in it that we just soon not name. And it hasn't changed that much over thousands of years. It was kind of the place where irrigation happened and sanitation moved down the waters. And I won't go any further into it. But people went there to begin life anew. And in some ways, they knew what they were getting into, and it was going to be a change of life. Jesus in Mark's gospel is baptized. And in Mark's, in all the other gospels, John is absolutely apoplectic that he would have to baptize Jesus. No, Lord, it's, you should baptize me. We got it all wrong here. And Jesus says, no, it is fitting that it be done thus, that we may fulfill all righteousness. John, Mark's gospel doesn't go into all of that. Jesus goes directly from the baptism into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. But during the baptism, and this is where the real meat of the story is, a dynamic thing happens. The heavens, according to Mark, are torn apart. God says, this is my beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit comes down with the appearance of a dove. Now let's just take a moment and look at that. When the heavens are torn open, that is not always a good sign. In fact, heretofore in Scripture, whenever the heavens are torn open, it is a bad day in Black Rock. The heavens were torn open when Noah was building the ark. The heavens were torn open at times of judgment of God on his people. And not only the heavens, but when Jesus was crucified, the curtain in the temple was torn open. And the symbolism here is that when the heavens are torn open, the barrier between God and his people is suddenly removed. And we are there facing the eternal God without the benefit of cover. When the heavens are torn open, you got no place to run. When the heavens are torn open, our lives change. When the heavens are torn open, all of humanity is called to account. And so in this instance, the heavens are torn open and the voice of God speaks. But instead of a word of judgment, this time it is a word of affirmation. This is my beloved Son. And then the Holy Spirit comes down as a dove and lights upon him. It's a time of judgment, yes, but it's mostly a time of affirmation. It's a time of God saying, things are about to be different here. Things are about to open up, and it's going to be because my Son, my beloved son, is come as the catalyst to make it happen. And so begins the journey. And so begins our new lives in Christ. And so begins the hope of the world. And so begins just a foretaste of heaven on earth. We stand before this table, which reminds us of the passion of Jesus. But it also stands for something else. It stands for that day when Jesus stood in a cold Jordan River and was baptized by John, and a voice and a dove came forth, and everything was changed. The parade of God's providence began, and this table stands to us as a reminder not only of our journeys, but also of the journey of Him who came to save us. A voice, a dove, a river. Thus begins that panoply of providence. Let us pray. With grateful hearts, O Lord, we come, knowing that You are already here. We thank You for the baptism of our Lord that came about so that we would have faith. Grant that as He begins His ministry in this year, may we begin our paths of faithful response. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Together, let us declare that which we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. Children of God, what do we believe? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us receive our tithes and offerings as we present them to the Lord.
We come to the Lord's table. We've all been invited, no matter who you are, where you come from, what your makeup may be, you've been invited. The king has sent you an invitation to this table, and we joyfully respond. This table does not belong to us. It is held in trust for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is He who invites you. No matter how you frame your confession of faith in Him, to the extent you call Him Lord and Savior, this is your table too. Come, let us join the feast. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give our thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Holy God, you created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and called us to love and serve you. When we were unfaithful and turned from your ways, you did not forsake us. Your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and sent prophets to call us back to your way. In the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. In Him, your Word, dwelling with you from all eternity, became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we beheld your glory, Emmanuel. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Born in humility, he came to rule over all. Helpless as an infant, he showed the power of your love. Poor in things of the world, he brought the wealth of your grace. Rejected by many, he welcomed all who sought him. In his dying and rising, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that in every place we may be one with all who share this feast, united in the ministry in every place. Hear our prayer, O Lord, as this bread is Christ's body for us,
and send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Empower us by your Spirit to be joined in Christ's presence in the world, even as he is God with us. Give us courage to speak his truth, to seek his justice, and to love with his love, through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, and the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. We remember how, after he had blessed it, our Lord took the bread, and he broke it, as I do in his name. And he said to those gathered there, "This is my body broken for you. This do as oft as ye eat it in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after they had supped, he took the cup, and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, shed for the remission of the sins of many. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we do break the bread and share the cup until that day when he shall come again in glory. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us keep the feast. Broken for you, dear.
Thanks be to God.
Body of Christ broken for you. 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 For you, my dear. Body of Christ broken for you, Kathy.
Thanks be to God.
Body of Christ broken for you, Pam.
Thanks be to God.
Body of Christ broken for you, Mary. Body of Christ broken for you, Bob. Scoot back in.
broken for you, Mary. Blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray together. And so, O Lord, we have received from your bounty sustenance for our souls. Grant that we, having received, may go forth to share, to spread the good news of your Son and our Lord Jesus, and to make this new year a very good one indeed. When your kingdom is proclaimed, your love is shown, and your mercy is given. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to pray boldly, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. departed and went by another route home. And such is always our story. Once we have encountered God, we take a different route home. And home we head into the new year. May God bless you and grant you His peace, His joy, and His sustenance every hour of every day of every month of this very year and all the years to come. In the name of God the Father, who created us, God the Son, who came down to be among us, and the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is indeed sufficient for us all. Amen. God be with you till we meet.